Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are Scrubbing In. It is Monday. It feels like it hasn't been that long since we were last with y'all here in the studio.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like
it feels like a long time.
Well, because last week we did Tuesday, so it really hasn't been a full week.
Oh.
And we had like a Scrubbing In Facebook Live, so it felt like we scrubbed in a little bit there too.
That's true.
I heard about that. I didn't see it because I famously don't have Facebook, but I
oh, yeah.
I heard the audio my wife was watching.
Yeah, Mark hopped on, which was pretty fun too at the end.
Are you making a statement by not being on Facebook?
Yes. Yes, I am.
What is the statement?
I don't like Facebook.
Just because like it stirs up like...
The honest reason is in 2011, my dad got like really offended that there wasn't enough like pictures of him and I on there. And I felt that it was a really silly thing to get mad about.
Yeah.
So I said, this is how little, I'm like, Facebook isn't a big deal. This is how little it means to me. And I deleted it right in front of him. And I've not been back.
Yeah.
I respect that. Yeah. To be honest with you, there are times where if it wasn't literally my source of income and my job, that I would delete every part of social media.
Oh, not me.
I know you love it.
I love it.
You were in it last night.
I was in it deep. Facebook, I could do it. Honestly, if it wasn't for the Scrubbing In Facebook group, I would be fine not having a Facebook.
I feel the same way about Facebook specifically. If it wasn't for the, I don't even get on there. Like before we had the Facebook group, I didn't even really get on Facebook because all I saw was like, there was like people that I didn't even know how I was friends with them. And it was like political and like,
political fights,
you know, which I don't like.
Like I've considered getting back on because I've heard how wonderful the Facebook group is.
Yeah.
But I just get the cliff notes from.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about the Facebook group, once you're a part, it pretty much takes over your whole Facebook feed. I don't ever see anything else.
Me too. That's all I go on for.
Yeah. So we had a great live and I felt like people had some good suggestions of what. We could do.
Yeah. Okay. So let's.
Forward.
We're gonna make the rounds. Is that what they call it?
Yeah. It's time to make our rounds.
Yeah. Make our rounds. I feel like we should get some sort of like sounder for next time. Maybe like a sounder that's like, Dr. Tilley, Dr. Rad, do the rounds.
Do you want like a siren in the background?
No, like an imaging. No? Like maybe we could ask Miles to make it or something.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. We could do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Peyton's working on it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Paging the doctors to make the rounds or something, and then we like. Do it
could be paging Dr. Tilley and Dr. Rad, and then that's like it's like a
and then it
sound
goes
effect.
And they're like, okay, we're making the rounds.
Yeah, okay.
All right. All
so we'll have that ready for y'all next week.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's time to make the rounds.
So are the rounds like? Is that our life update?
That's our life update.
Okay. All right. Can we go into what you were doing last night?
My whole weekend. What? We can even go back to. Remember, I wanted to get set up with Peo Gasol. Is that his name?
Oh my gosh, Paul Gasol.
Paul Gasol.
This is so funny. Tanya writes me and goes, "I'm deep into Instagram right now. I'm in a deep hole. I'm one basketball player."
For some reason, I was in like a basketball hole because I kept going from like basketball player to basketball. I don't even know how I ended up there.
So she sends me and goes, I'm looking at, how do you say it?
Paul Gasol.
It's Paul.
And like,
Pow.
I don't know.
Like sound effect.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know much about. Oh, yeah. I already stalked his Instagram. Yeah. I don't know much about basketball, and I knew his name. So I kind of started laughing, thinking like, oh, yeah, that'll be an easy one to get in contact with.
I stumbled upon his page, and he like is posting a lot of like stuff from like charity. And he does a lot of charity work. And I was like, oh, this guy's, and he's like really tall.
I know he's like 7 feet tall. Literally so tall.
I was like, oh, maybe I should. I was like, what about this guy? And Becca responds like, LOL.
Yeah, because it was,
and then he has a girlfriend.
Yeah,
so that ended quickly.
Well, I mean, I felt like the FBI. She was like, "I wonder if he's single." And within seconds, I sent her the link to his girlfriend's Instagram. But honestly, it was just so funny because, like, I don't know why picturing you with an athlete does not work in my head.
Why?
I know like Tim Tebow was like he's like a rare breed, I think, in that world. But just athletes in general are, I don't know. I think because you don't care about sports.
Zero care. like zero care about sports. And I like, know, I don't, I'm wondering how I stumbled on this basketball path. I don't really know how I clicked in, but it was like I was in a hole and I just kept going and I was like, look at this guy.
I really admire you going for the All-Stars though. Like,
thank you.
Because that's, yeah, she that's didn't go neat. For yeah. any like average Joe. She no, went no. like top like, tier.
LeBron James marital yeah. status.
Literally, that's what I felt like. Oh my God, that is so funny.
Well, and then I stumbled into getting in cahoots with somebody that I went to college with.
Cahoots.
That I don't remember much from. This is hashtag Major Hope. He's not listening.
The only thing that I think would attract him to listen is when you would give like a teaser, being like, I messaged a guy from that I went to college with. Swipe up to listen.
Totally.
Otherwise, I think we're good.
Okay. So I went to college with him, and I've been like following him. You know, I follow a lot of people that I go to college with that I haven't seen in years. So I don't really remember much about him, but he's cute. And like, I don't know. I remember my friend Macy telling me years ago, like, oh, you should try and date blah de blah. I can't remember why. And so then I was like looking at his stories and he posted something. So I just commented on it. And then we just kind of had a little nice little volley back and forth that Becca, I needed her help with, because I'm just not cool when it comes to talking to guys. Like, I'm not.
That's hard to believe.
Really?
For real. Because you're just, I don't know. Like, when I know, like, I haven't seen you talk in that capacity, I guess. But, right. like, you're just so comfortable with everybody. And you're such a charming young lady.
Thank you.
I find it hard to believe. But
it's not so good when you're, like...
When you're trying to lay it on, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
I
think you really get in your head about it, though. Because it's... Because I was, like, telling her what to say. And she's like, wow, you're so good at this. And I'm like, it's very basic. You know, I didn't feel like I gave any of my best moves last night. But I feel like you just get in your head and you're like, is that too bold? Or is that not going to lead to another conversation? Like, that's what you kept saying. Like, the conversation's dying. Mm-hmm. But then I'd like say something, you're like, is that too bold? I'm like, no, it's fine. It's casual. Like, we were asking if he was single. Like, we were trying to figure out how to do that in a roundabout way.
And Becca just really hit the nail on the head with a good question.
I said, are you dating anyone? That's good.
That's good. Some solid gold right there.
It's so funny to hear that was the struggle was to keep the conversation going, because like every conversation I had when I was in the dating world was like, I felt like it was always on me to keep it going, and it was just up to the woman to decide.
Responding?
Yeah, to decide whether or not it was worth her time, you know? And it's just, I just can't imagine the role being flipped that way, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I guess you shouldn't feel that much pressure.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. But I don't
now
think...
I'm like loosey-goosey. Yeah. Now I'm like...
She's just throwing DMs out everywhere. Yeah, so
It's kind of true.
Was the Pau Gasol stuff, and then this guy, did you just have like a night where you're like, I'm going to explore every idea that could be on my radar now?
I think it's because I'm in vacation mode. I'm on vacation. And normally during the time when I was doing this like deep dive into Instagram, I would have been like working on my reports or my sheets or like just doing work stuff. And since I'm not doing that.
A lot of free time.
I went into this.
Idle hands are the devil's playground.
Honestly, I'm like nervous because she just started her vacation.
I know.
There's a lot of days of that left.
But after tomorrow, I go to New York, and then I'm pretty like back to back to back. So I don't think I'll have as much like time to go into the
darkness.
The yeah.
But that's exciting. I mean, y'all went back and forth for a little bit. Mm-hmm. He was the last to respond, and I said, let it sit for a second. You know, that he didn't give you anything that you could really... that you needed to respond to.
Correct.
That's how you know when the conversation ends. It's when you know, like, there's not a follow-up question or something obvious for you to comment on or respond to. So,
yeah. So we're
some wisdom there.
We're gonna let it lie for a little bit.
Leave them wanting more.
Mm-hmm. Search for more basketball players.
Yeah.
Tonight. Yeah. I don't like that. Yeah. Yeah. We're over that.
Yeah.
Okay. That was quick.
Uh-huh. Basketball players have a reputation generally.
I think athletes in general have a reputation.
But it's so interesting because like they're all married.
That doesn't mean anything.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. Harsh. But Yeah, I picture you more with like, I hate to say like a banker, but like, you know.
Oh, we should talk about that too.
What?
The banker and why we're soulmates.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? We'll do that after.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is like turning into a game of Clue. Like the basketball player, the banker. Is there a cobbler or a shoe repairman you're hanging out with?
There could be. And then, like, don't put it past Tanya.
Actually.
I want to talk about Framebridge. So if you've been listening to the show, you've heard us talk about Framebridge. They make it super easy and super affordable to frame your favorite things, from art prints and posters to the travel photos that you just have sitting on your phone and computer. And here's how it works.
So you just go to framebridge.com. You upload your photo right there. Boop, boop. Or they'll send you packaging and you safely mail in your physical pieces. So if you have like, if it's a photo, you do it electronically. If it's like something like that you physically want framed, like an autographed something or some, art, you send it to them in the mail. And then you preview your item online in any frame style, choose your favorite, or get free recommendations from their talented designers.
So they have an expert team at Framebridge, and they'll custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. So instead of the hundreds you paid for framing at a framing store, their prices start at $39, and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use our code BECCA.
I was ready for it.
Yeah, I know you were like, Tanya is like leaning in to the mic. I have the first thing people see when they walk into my apartment is a Framebridge photo of me and Phoebes.
Mm-hmm. It's really cute.
It's really cute.
Mm-hmm. Is Phoebe your best friend?
Oh, we need to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Yikes. But it made me real, because I was able, they delivered it to me and I was able to hang it up by myself. So it made me like feel excited to get more. What are you laughing at?
Hanging a photo is like...
Easy. You have to like, no, it's not. I disagree.
Put a nail in the wall.
Well, responding to a DM is easy too, Tanya. So,
oh, shots fired.
But anyways, it makes me want to get like a bunch of frame photos all over my apartment. And you have to get started today. You must, because. Mm-hmm.
So go to framebridge.com, use promo code BECCA, and you'll save an additional 15% off your first order. So just go to framebridge.com, promo code BECCA. Again, that's framebridge.com, promo code BECCA.
Sorry to burn you like that, but...
You want some aloe for that appearance? Pretty sick.
Yeah, whoa.
Yeah.
The photo was so easy to hang. Well...
Okay, I don't know. I felt like you have to get it. You got to...
Centering it's hard.
Center it. Like, get it in the right spot on the wall. Mm-hmm. How many photos have you been hanging lately?
I think I hung all my photos.
Whatever. So,
yesterday... It's actually kind of crooked, but it's fine.
I want to know if anyone else gets as territorial with their friends as Tanya does, because I posted a video, Instagram story. My friend brought over my favorite ice cream, which is Thrifty's from Rite Aid.
All right.
And she brought, like, a tub of it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you win friend of the year. Like,
no, not friend of the year. Best friend of the year.
Yeah, best friend of the year. I literally, as I said it and posted it, I was like, anticipating Tanya's response.
Were you really?
Yes, I know you. So when you sent it, she was like, she sent like an angry face and was like, best friend of the year, huh? I'm like, I was waiting for this.
It's almost like you do these things because you know they're gonna like give me this reaction.
Sometimes I do things like that.
That's so mean.
I just want to get your response.
And then she goes, it's fine. You'll probably do something tomorrow that'll make you the best friend of the year. But I haven't done anything.
She hasn't done anything. In fact, she almost made me feel like I was going to die in the car. Riding with Tawny in the car is one of the most terrifying things I've experienced.
It's not terrifying. I think it's because you have a little PTSD from your accident.
It could be that.
It is.
However, no.
I feel like I'm like a grandma. Like, I don't even drive at the speed limit.
You drive so fast, like at moments, and you like slam on your brakes like 2 inches from the bumper in front of us. And we'll be having a conversation. And like, if I'm talking to someone and I'm driving and they're in the passenger seat, I'm able to listen and respond while looking forward still. Tanya looks over at me and is just like smiling. It seems like for minutes at a time. And I'm like, will you please turn forward? Like, you can still hear me. So there's like cars like swerving out of our way, and she's like blissfully unaware.
I've never been in the car with Tanya, but I've always wondered, because you, when you hear music you like, you get consumed by it.
Yeah.
And I imagine you listen to music in the car.
For sure.
Does that affect your driving?
Oh, I'm sure. Sometimes if it's a song that I'm obsessed with, I'll literally pull over.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I admire safe driving.
Because I get like really excited. I'm like,
I've never been where she's been safe enough to pull over. I've just experienced the frantic freak
alone,
out.
Because I don't really, like, if I have somebody in the car, I'm usually talking and I'm not super focused on the music.
You're focused on staring at them, not the road.
Anyway.
What else? What has happened? What?
The robe.
Oh, so I'm on Instagram the other day going through my stories. I had a moment yesterday where I realized I need to go do something with my life, because Instagram was like, all right, you're all caught up on all the posts like from the past 2 days.
Oh, it does?
Like, it told
I've never
me.
Gotten that. I've seen people talk about it, but I haven't.
And it was almost like, get off the couch and go do something with your life. Like, that's what it felt like to
There's
me.
There's a new app now that shows you how many hours you spend on Instagram.
I don't want to see that. It's not healthy.
Yeah.
But I'm Jason Tardik?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say his name? His Instagram story pops up and he's wearing a robe. And what did it say? Like,
I can't remember. It was some poll.
Like, does anyone else love spending their weekends in their robe or something? I'm like, oh, Tanya is going to freak out over this because she loves her robe. Like, this is just another thing for her to like fall in love with about this guy. And so literally like a few hours later, she's sure enough sends the story to me. I'm like, I know, I already saw it. I was waiting for you to say something. So then we're talking about it on our Facebook Live, and they're like, it's a robe-mance.
Robe-mance.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. I think I messaged him on the story and said, like, I can't remember, but I said something like, join the club, or like, welcome to the club. Robe life is the best life, or something so Tanya. But I said, I was like, you don't understand how many people sent me, like, I got so many messages of people sending me his story. Uh-huh. And he said he got a lot too, saying Tanya loves her robe.
Wait, really? That is so funny.
Yeah.
People are really fighting for the robe mans.
Yeah.
Soulmate?
Maybe.
That's all it takes. An interest in robes?
Yeah.
It's like, what about wizard robes and stuff
Not
like that?
Not many people like robes. Like,
right? Here's I feel like a lot of people love a robe, especially if you're staying in a nice hotel and they have a robe, like that's the best. But I don't wear a robe normally just walking around my house. But when I'm at a nice hotel and they have robes, I get very excited.
See, I wear one every day. Every day.
A thick one, no matter how hot.
Yeah, it's a thick one. And I love it. It's the coziest thing because I sleep naked. So what I do is I like wear my robe like at night, just like around my apartment, and then when I go to bed, I go to bed naked. So I take my robe off and I put it on my chair.
I wear a robe like once a month. I have a
once a month. You're missing out.
I have a Disneyland robe that I got that has my name on it that the Disneyland Hotel gave me, and it was very sweet of them.
Oh, wow!
But it's comfortable, and but it's like I like candles and that whole thing. It's like it's a thing. It's not like I put it on.
Yeah, just to walk around.
Also, I feel weird in it because I'm like a gross dude and I'm just like, hey, I'm in my robe. Like,
I've worn my robe to
you feel like
Hugh
Hefner.
Yeah. So I think it's different for me, but I admire that you do it every day. I didn't know it was an everyday thing.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Tanya just said I've worn it to Whole Foods.
I've worn it to Whole Foods before. You know, I wear it like when I like have to move my car and stuff. So I've like worn it in the neighborhood.
Just start
I know, like moving your car though, you don't leave your complex and you just get in your car real quick
and
move
park it on the street.
Okay, but Whole Foods is very public.
Yeah, I was sick and I was just like, I cannot. All I needed was just like, all I wanted was soup, and it was just, I live so close to it, and I was just like, I can't put clothes on, and I just did it.
Just the robe.
Just the robe. Wow. Naked underneath.
They're probably like, do we call the cops? Like, what do we do with this?
Do I have to notify the health department?
Yeah. Is this okay? Like. Is this protocol? Like,
I imagine
this
you have it cinched pretty tight.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's long. It's not like anything's coming
it's
out.
It's nothing sexy by any means. No. Like, it's definitely, if anything, they'd be like, is she
well?
Yeah. No, she's not well.
Is it like robe and Ugg boots kind of thing? Or like,
yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Speaking of, I have someone coming to stay with me tonight, and I'm speaking of Whole Foods, and I'm supposed to cook and be like a hospitable host. And I told Tanya that I was cooking, and she started laughing, saying like, "That's so hilarious that you're doing that."
Because like, I don't think I've ever. I've seen you cook once.
Ramen.
Okay, twice. Remember you cooked me that HelloFresh meal?
I know. But like, and you ate all of it.
Yeah.
So
I've seen you cook twice in our friendship.
But the thing is, it's not so much, like, I can follow a recipe and instructions, but I can't, like, I just don't like to do it. I don't like the cleanup when I can just have it delivered to me.
But that still requires cleanup.
Throwing it in the trash?
Yeah.
What? Having a meal already prepped and come to me?
Oh, you're right. There's a little more cleanup.
Yeah, there's a lot of cleanup, and there's a lot of food wasted. So I can cook.
I just would like to see what's on the menu for the day.
Well, it depends on what time I get home, but eggs and bacon. I make really good eggs, by the way.
Would never know.
Do you have a preferred style?
Over medium is my favorite, but I make like really great scrambled eggs.
Okay.
And I like my bacon very crispy, so that's how I make it. I know a lot of people don't prefer it that way. And then tonight, I think I'm going to make some tacos.
Wow. Never seen you cook meat before.
I cook meat and rice for Phoebe almost every few days because that's what she eats. Ground beef and rice.
Never seen you cook it.
Ground beef that you cook for her?
Yes.
Wow, what a lucky dog.
No, she's a queen.
Yeah. What?
I keep forgetting to bring you this bag I want to give you.
Oh.
I would just like you to send me pictures of the food that you cook.
Oh, what are those quotes for?
I guarantee you're going to end up postmating something tonight.
Oh, wow. Wow. That
challenge is on.
Yeah, I actually feel like my meal, I'm going to send it to you. It's going to be beautifully plated. I mean, it's going to look
gonna
great, like, and it's going to taste
the whole
great.
Like the whole nine? Is it the whole nine?
Whole 9 yards.
Whole 9 yards.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do it all. And I'm going to make like specialty cocktails.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Specialty cocktails.
That include what?
I love spicy margaritas, but I hate tequila. So I make them with vodka.
Interesting.
And it is delicious. And everyone who even loves tequila that taste it, they're like, this is really great. I highly recommend it. If you don't like tequila, but you like the idea of a margarita, there's my suggestion.
Wow, okay.
Speaking of alcoholic beverages, wow, could not have transitioned better.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
We have talked about Wink on the podcast quite a few times, and it is a wine subscription delivery service.
That's exactly right, Becca Tilly.
It's Wink, spelled W-I-N-C. Mm-hmm. I love wine. My sister loves wine. And my sister lives with me, the one that's able to drink. Mm-hmm. And so when I have Wink delivered to our apartment, it goes quick. But it's really nice that we don't have to go get it.
Yeah. And the thing that I think that's nice is, like, I'm not a sommelier.
Wow, you really mastered that.
I've mastered it now. The thing that's great about Wink is that you can discover great wine, because they basically, what they do is the experts select wines matched to your taste, and they're personalized for you. And the best part is it's shipped right to your door. And it starts at just $13 a bottle, which is a steal.
Yeah. And there's truly nothing like coming home to a box that's filled with Wink wine.
Wink wine.
And it's selected just for you. It's literally the best day of the month.
Mm-hmm. So basically you fill out Wink's palate profile quiz. So they have questions like, how do you take your coffee? How do you feel about blueberries? Like things like that. And they personalize these wines are curated to your taste. So the more wines you rate, the more personalized your monthly selections are.
And each month they have new delicious wines on there. So they have the insanely popular Summer Water Rosé, mm-hmm. which I love a good rosé. And there's no membership fees. You can skip any month and you can cancel at any time.
Yep. And shipping is covered. And if you don't like a bottle that they send you, they'll replace it with a bottle that you'll love. No questions asked.
Yeah. So discover great wine today. Go to trywink.com/Becca. You'll get $20 off your first shipment. That's trywink.com/Becca. It's BECCA for $20 off. trywink.com/Becca. Did you see the cute little girl in our Facebook group saying it? I love when people share those. It's so cute.
How old is she? She's probably like 5.
I was thinking like 4 or 5. Yeah.
Really cute.
Yeah. It's so cute. What were some of the... Mr.
Wilshire. Okay.
Can we give a quick brief for people who haven't been listening?
Yes. Okay. So quick Cliff Notes version of Mr. Wilshire. I was driving to church on a Sunday, looking haggard, by the way, like in a sweatshirt, like ponytail, no makeup, just like gross. And this guy pulls up next to me and he like asked me to roll down my window. I thought he like needed directions or something. You know me, I'm just like, you know, friendly as can be. And it was like construction was going on. So, excuse me. We were like stopped there for a while because it was like the cops were like, light was broken or whatever. So it's like, this guy's either going to be staring at me for a long time or I'm going to roll down my window and help him. So I rolled down my window and he basically was like kind of saying like, oh, you're so beautiful. I know this is crazy, but like, can I have your number? I'd love to take you out sometime. And like, I don't know what got into me, but I just like blurted out my number. And he ended up calling me. We talked for like an hour. And I was like, I'm not going out with you, stranger danger. But he talked me into it. I ended up going out with him. Long story short, we went out a couple times. I'd seen him randomly out with like other girls prior. So I was like, this guy's clearly like dating a bunch of people, which is fine. We were never like anything. Right. But it's okay. So then I was supposed to hang out with him like on a Saturday at 8 p.m. Becca and I are in the Palisades, which is like, for people that don't live in LA, this is like 30 minutes outside of like nowhere, like not close to where he lives at all. And we were sitting outside on this bench to have lunch. And guess who's comes walking past our sidewalk, holding hands with another girl the same day that I'm supposed to see him in like 5 hours? Mr. Wilshire.
Yeah.
I literally didn't even have words. Thank God Becca like knew that it was him.
Yeah, I stepped in.
And she stepped in.
I saw the panic.
Had conversation because I was just like, I can't even like, I'm literally supposed to see you in 5 hours and you're literally on a date holding hands with some other chick. Like,
and you hadn't like talked to him or something about what was happening that night. Like you hadn't heard from him to confirm or something.
No, I knew I was hanging out with him at 8, but I was just going to like go to his house or something. Yeah. We didn't have like set plans. So cut to, I was like, this guy's bad news.
Yeah.
I just like completely, and I think he knew at that point too. So I have now found out this is like apparently like a thing. Like this guy's like legit some sort of weird predator.
Oh.
Not in like a scary way, but like this is like his thing. Like he like sees people out like in the wild and in like driving. So I have a friend. She will remain nameless because she is engaged. But she had pulled up to this restaurant, made eye contact with this guy. She's like, he was kind of like weird, like gave me these like weird looks and was like, hey, blah blah blah. And they had like a brief conversation, but she went in to go pick up her food, and then she came back out to her car, and there was a note on her car from the guy that said, hey, you're really cute, here's my number, would love to take you out sometime. Signed, I don't want to say his name, Mr. Wilshire, but it's a very distinct name.
It's a distinct name.
And I was like, that's my guy. Cut to another girl that I know.
Yes.
At a gas station, he was getting gas and she was getting gas like behind him.
Yeah.
And she needed him to like pull up a little bit. So she like asked him to pull up and he's like, I'll pull up if you give me your number. I'd love to take you out sometime.
Oh.
Guess what his name was?
No. Mr. Wilshire.
That's obviously not his real name.
Yeah.
But yes. And I'm like, I can't 100% guarantee it's the same guy. But the way they physically described him and the name, it's such a distinct name.
Yeah, there's, and that's like his MO.
Yeah. So that, like, that's like what this guy does, and he just like serially just dates these girls he meets like out at
it's
like
kind of scary. Like it gives me like Lifetime movie feelings,
isn't that?
Yeah. He's like stalking victims.
Yeah,
and, right. Isn't that so crazy?
Yeah,
that's just three people that I know, without even like.
That's so wild.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm really glad that. Whew.
So my new rule of thumb in the dating world:
don't roll down your window.
No, but I have to know one person in common with the guy.
Oh. That's smart.
That's my new rule, because even with Dr. W, I didn't have any friends in common.
You had.
Oh, we don't have to go down that path, but that's my new thing.
What if someone approaches you and has a conversation, like a real conversation before? Because this guy seems like he was lobbing it out from like the get-go. Just right. Like, what's up? You want to go out? But like a guy who comes up and he's like, oh, hey, I see you're reading the Harry Potter. I enjoy that book too. Like something like that. And had a conversation with you first.
Yes.
What about that?
But I would like to figure out who we have in common.
Friend in common rule.
Yeah. It's still applied. It's applied in every way, shape, or form.
I think that's safe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think that's my new move.
And I feel like LA is such a small world anyway. Like, you're bound to, like, I almost feel like everyone knows everyone in some capacity.
Totally.
Or knows someone that knows someone, so.
Isn't that crazy,
that
though?
That is wild.
Like, what?
On one hand, I admire, because, like, there's a lot of dudes, we see emails come through of, like, oh, you know, I really like want to ask this girl out, but I'm like so nervous. Like, I wish I could just like, you know, there's a lot of guys that are afraid to like approach women now just because they're scared. So on one hand, I like the idea of walking up to someone in person and like talking to them. But this is like a crazy extreme that is not chill. And like the fact that he's like just throwing it out willy nilly. Like, gas stations, in traffic. Like, that's wild to me.
In traffic. In parking,
traffic.
In parking
like,
lots.
Yeah, it's creepy. Like, it's I know so he's, like, not murdering anyone, but it sounds like the beginning of a
I know.
Scary
and
Lifetime.
I'm like, I was, like, in this guy's home.
Oh, I was so, I just remember Tony being like, oh, he's so hot. And then when he walked up when we were out in that restaurant and I saw him, I was like, Tanya, come on. Like,
aim higher, Tanya.
Yeah,
aim
come higher. On. Set the standards a little higher, especially with someone who's like walking around with another girl when you have plans that night. Like, set higher standards for yourself in all areas.
Totally. Guess what? They're high now.
Good. Pau Gasol.
Yes, very high.
They're very high.
They are very high now.
Good.
Because you know what? I am a goddess.
And a modern woman.
And a modern woman. And I'm just going to collect the love I deserve.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you should. You are a goddess. You should. You're a modern woman. You deserve to be worshipped and treated like a queen.
Yeah. We never talked about on the podcast that we like teased at one point.
What?
Thirst trapping.
Oh, that's right.
So you did some thirst trapping with someone that you recently dated.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
We kind of talked about it on a Facebook Live, but we deleted it because we were teasing it and then we never talked about it. But I do think it's a topic that a lot of people can relate to.
Yes.
Because thirst trapping is a way of getting someone's attention.
Without having to be annoying about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
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 So for instance...
I could remember, like...
I remember, like, the back of my hand.
Oh, okay.
You want someone to make a plan with you, but you don't want to text them and be like, when am I seeing you again? So you post a little, cute little photo or boomerang that you know they're going to see.
Uh-huh.
And sure as sugar, you're going to get that response you're wanting.
So, for instance, Tanya had made tentative plans with a guy, and he kind of said, like, oh, I might be able to hang out. I have some friends in town. I'm going to be out with them, so I don't know. So she, and I told her, I was like, you just say, like, you're going out to eat with your friends. Like, maybe you can meet up later. Keep it casual, because he's clearly being casual. So Tanya writes me, and she's like, we're about to be done with dinner and I still haven't heard from him. And he's like out, like I can tell that he's out and stuff. And like, what do I do? So I told her, I'm like, post a boomerang or a selfie, like still all done up and be like Saturday night or something like that. And sure enough, he responds. I even think that's when he called you babe.
Yeah.
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 He said something like,
within like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was like so quick.
Yeah.
I felt like I could be a dating coach after this, honestly.
Honestly, it worked twice.
It worked twice.
It worked twice. And so now that's kind of why I think like, it's not that I don't trust myself, because I think like, I think I'm good. I obviously think I'm a good partner, but I think in the beginning stages, you have to have a little bit of that like game mentality, and I just don't have it at all. So that's where Becca comes really in strong for me, because she really helps, and like it worked both times.
And so he texted her to make plans, and then I was mm-hmm. like, don't respond immediately. Like, give it some time. And then like she didn't respond, and then a few minutes later he said something else. It was amazing. I was like, wow. And then what happened the next time? Because it was like you had stored like old boomerangs. This is my favorite. This is my favorite. She had like gotten taken a boomerang of another night that she was like all done up and gone out. And she was like, I'm about to be home. What do I do? And I'm like, she said, I have this old boomerang. Should I post it? I'm like, for sure. You post it and act like you're going out. So she did. And he responded. That was so good.
It was so good. You guys, thirst traps work.
I know, but there is...
They have to be... They have to be the right thirst trap.
I was going to say, there is a trashy thirst trap mm-hmm. and there's a classy thirst trap.
Yeah. Would you like to define the difference between the two?
Yes, please.
I think there's, when you're trying to like show like too much skin or like show your body or do something that, I mean, if you feel comfortable doing that, then go for it. But most guys are going to respond to that. Like, you're going to get that response, but you want the right guy to mm-hmm. respond.
Mm-hmm.
Not that this guy ended up being the right guy, but he was someone that you were like genuinely interested in.
Yeah.
And you did something that was very like cute, and it just made him feel like, oh, I want to be a part of whatever mm-hmm. she's doing. Mm-hmm. You want them
like
to want to
like
be a part.
Fun.
You want them to want to be a part of your night. You don't want them to feel like they're just going to have you for one night.
Wow. That.
I don't even know if it was that good, but.
It was that good.
That was good. Ooh, wow. I'm going to need that aloe again, because that just burned me. Is that the right thing? That was good.
Not quite, but so I need something.
It was Tanya's version of
the
I'm going to mark that down, 954. We're going to have to pull that.
Yeah, we're pulling that for sure.
While y'all are doing that, I want to talk about Rothy's. So Rothy shoes, we've talked about on the podcast before, like our other sponsors, but they are super stylish, sustainable, and comfortable enough for everyday wear anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you want something with cute style, it doesn't mean that they can't be comfortable as well.
Totally.
I think everyone's tired of having blisters, their knees being sore.
I won't wear uncomfortable shoes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not doing it anymore.
Yeah. But Rothy's is the most comfortable flat you'll ever wear, and you can wear them all day, every day. You're not even going to want to take them off.
Well, the color and pattern selection is amazing, and they're always updating their lineup, and they launch new colors every few weeks, and they sell out constantly.
Yeah, they have super cute loafers. They have like a few different styles, so if you have a different look that you're going for, they have so many cute versions. I love the loafers.
I love the black ones.
Yeah, like they have really cute, fun colors. I mean, I think flats are so cute and fun colors because you can put like a cute plain tee with jeans and like a colored flat and you're ready to go.
Ready to go. This is my favorite part about Rothy's. This is going to blow your mind. They're made from recycled plastic water bottles because they're the softest shoe that you'll put on your feet. You can feel good about wearing them.
Yeah, we love our Rothy's. We know you will too. Right now, they have an amazing deal for our listeners. Use code BECCA to get free shipping with no minimum.
Yep, so free shipping and free returns or exchanges on your Rothy's shoes. And trust me, you won't return them. Just go to Rothy's.com. That's R-O-T as in Tom, H-Y-S.com. And enter BECCA to get your cute shoes and free shipping.
It's a no-brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable, and there's free shipping. So go get yourself a pair today. That's Rothy's.com. Promo code
BECCA.
Get this deal while it lasts. Shall we go into...
Oh, no, this is how...
Oh.
Emails?
Oh, yeah. Is that... Okay. What's our new...
So we're going to title the emails... was it post-op?
Oh, was that what that was?
Yeah.
Post-op?
Right?
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense, right? It's like the post-op checkup notes or whatever,
yeah.
Or emails.
And then they said when we talk about when Grey's Anatomy comes back and we talk about Grey's Anatomy, that could be surgery.
Well, yeah.
Because we're like dissecting the show.
Yeah. Did you see the new guy from the OC that's going to be on there?
So happy about it. But can we also talk about Meredith not having a love story next season? Did you
they
see
said that?
That? Yeah.
No.
There was some article, right?
Wait, Erica has some words of wisdom.
Okay, the article first said Meredith won't have a love story, and then someone went back and was like, that's not what we meant. She will still, it's less about her like finding love and more about her like having it. Something
so
weird.
So it's like going to be like her in love with her kids or something. Yeah. That's what
I don't know.
Do.
I feel like if they came back to say, like to correct themselves, yeah. that they were trying to say like, no, 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 that's not what we said.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it hinted that there will be a love story for her.
Oh. Well, thank the Lord, because I read that article and I was like, seriously?
But seriously? I wouldn't be surprised, because I feel like Shonda Rhimes really like prides like herself as being like a modern woman and being like, she's not married and she has two kids and has this like amazing job of like running the TV world. So it wouldn't be surprising for her to leave Meredith in that like, all right, I lost my husband. He was the love of my life, but I'm this like bad A surgeon and have kids and I'm doing it myself. I wouldn't be surprised if they did that.
Yeah, but you know what? You can have it all.
I agree.
We are modern women.
Well, she did have it all, but he died.
Well, he died. Takes such a dark turn when he died.
Also, you were watching the Denny episode again last night.
Yeah.
We gotta like figure out another episode for you to focus on.
It's not just one episode. It's like a whole arc. So it's like five episodes that I enjoy
Either way,
watching.
You watch those a lot. And that is, even for someone who didn't care about Denny, those were like heavy episodes.
I know. But they're so good. Ugh.
Maybe we can find a new arc for you to pay attention to.
Yeah. In like a later season, maybe.
Yeah.
I've been like going deep into the old Grey's episodes.
Yeah. I haven't watched it in so long.
I don't know you anymore.
Listen, I had way more years of that's all I did.
That's true.
You've only been in it for like a year and a half.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. So are we going to do some post-op emails?
Post-op emails. Let's do Which it. One's calling your name?
I do like the Ghosted by the IT guy one. So let's read it.
Okay.
This is from Alyssa. I went on a date recently with a guy from the IT department at my work. We've known of each other for a couple of years, and I always put on my best flirt when he comes around. And we matched on Bumble and set up a date. The date was amazing. We clicked and had a great little makeout sesh before we left. Then, silence. We said nothing for about 5 days, and we ran into each other twice at work within that time. So on the fifth day, I sent him a text saying, hey, I assumed you'd text me by now, so I wanted to tell you I'd be thrilled to go out with you again. But if you're not interested, you should let me know. Normally, this wouldn't be a big deal, but since we could bump into each other at work, I just wanted to come to an understanding so we're not awkward around each other. He replied that his grandma wasn't doing well, and that was the reason for his silence, but we should definitely go out again soon. Now again, 5 days later, just silence. Mm. I've decided not to text him again until he texts me, but I want to know what you guys think. Is he using his family as an excuse to ghost me? Am I overthinking it? Context. He's 32. I'm 24. I don't believe it's an age thing because he always knew I was younger, and Avi, his Bumble age range was set specifically.
Mm. I know what I think. You want to go first?
I think that I personally think that he's not fully interested. And didn't want to make it uncomfortable in case you did see each other, but he didn't really handle it the right way.
So he's just not that into her.
That's what I think.
I think, and this is the optimism side of me.
Yeah, we need that.
When you're having issues at home or like his grandma's sick, the last thing you're thinking about is like dating somebody. So if that is the case, I mean, I definitely don't think you should be aggressive and like, I don't think you need to ask him out, but I think just give him some space and like he'll come around.
I mean, I think what she's doing, like not texting him, is the exactly yeah. what yeah. she should be doing.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's using his, I'm hoping he's not using his grandma as an excuse, but I think people kind of will do anything to get themselves out of an awkward, uncomfortable situation.
Yeah. I don't want to be cynical, but to me, I think he's not that into her and he's using the grandma.
Yeah,
as an excuse, which is not that cool to do.
Right. You know what, Alyssa? Regardless,
I'm ready. I'm ready.
You are a modern woman and you are a queen.
Yeah.
And you deserve to have this IT guy asking you out and taking you out and making reservations
and making out
and saying, I can't wait to pick you up at 6:30 p.m. because we have a 7 o'clock dinner at this place that I know you mentioned on our first date that you wanted to try. And guess what? We're going to try it because I listened to you.
Yeah, that's exactly everyone. That is exactly what you deserve. Wow.
So
that was a great monologue.
Alyssa, let's move on from the IT guy.
Yeah, let's move on.
Plus, he sounds
move
like
on
nerd.
From the IT guy to the IT guy.
Yeah. Cool. All right, that surgery's done. That post-op's done.
All right.
I like the ones with the friends are all in relationships, because that's like story of my life right now. / friends are all out of town.
Oh yes.
Where is that? Oh yeah, yeah.
And then I like the one that says, "My friend won't jump over puddles for me." I didn't read it, but it sounds interesting. Friend won't jump puddles for me.
Yeah, is that a metaphorical puddle or is it?
I think it's a metaphorical puddle.
It's a real puddle. All right. Let's see this next one. Friends are all in relationships. Let's dive into this. This is from Lacey. I am the very, very single friend in my friend group. Whenever my friends want to do something, I'm always a last resort because they know I'm just around. I'm 23 for reference. Here's my current situation. My friend and I are going to a concert. I texted her and basically said, "Hey, how adventurous are you feeling to go to another concert? Because I found tickets to this one for a great price." Her response, "OMG, where is he playing at? I've been dying to see him. How much would tickets cost? Ugh, I love to tell insert boyfriend's name here because he loves him just as much." I replied back with dates and then tried ending the text by asking if this meant I would be the third wheel, followed by a bunch of ha-has and the crying laughing emoji. That should do the trick, right? To hopefully make it lighthearted. Is it jealousy that I don't have a boyfriend? Maybe, but I'd like to think of myself as a modern woman. Mm. I'm completely happy that my friends are happy in their relationships. I would love to hear any advice on what you guys would do in the situation if it keeps happening. I haven't been in this situation, but I don't think I would consistently ask to bring my boyfriend along. So,
I mean, honestly, if Tanya called me and she was like, "Hey, I have tickets. I found tickets to this concert. Would you want to go with me?" I would never be like, "Oh, can I bring the person I'm dating?" Like,
right.
Or let me tell the person I'm dating. I would just assume that she wanted to go with me. Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
So I think I've always overly cautious about this. Like, even if people are like, "You can bring someone," I always want to make sure they're welcome and that it's okay for me to bring someone before I just assume, because sometimes people just want one-on-one time and they don't want your significant other there and they want it to be their friend time. And sometimes it is hard for the friend that is the single one and they're always the third wheel. Like, that gets old after a while, but you should be able to enjoy your friendship without feeling like you always have to be the third wheel.
Totally. I think that I feel like I'm like Lacey, you are me right now in terms of I feel like either my friends are out of town or in relationships, but I think that your friendships should be at a point where I don't feel like I'm ever the third wheel if I'm hanging out with my friends and their significant others ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so, and I still have my relationship with my friends. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm missing any part of my relationships with my friends due to the fact that they're seeing somebody.
Right.
Which I think is really important. And I think it's I think it's worth the dialogue. If you feel like this specific friend is keeps making you the third wheel, I think it's worth it to have the conversation and just be look, but also be respectful because you know, you want your friends to, you want your friends to be happy. And the goal is for all of us to be, you know, one big happy family together. But I think if you're feeling like your friendship is slipping or you're lacking something in that, I think just having an open dialogue wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, and I think that your friend, I think a lot of times people get so in that happy place in their relationship that they don't even realize they're doing that a lot of times. I think they're just, it's second nature to be I'm gonna tell him about this. So, mm-hmm. That sounds fun, he loves that band, without even thinking that's making her feel it's putting her in a weird spot. She might not even notice that she's doing it often. So I would definitely say it's worth a conversation. Just be like, "Hey, sometimes when I write you and about plans that we might have, I would like for it to just be us, and for us to have a date since you have dates with him all the time."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all about keeping balance.
Yeah.
It's all about balance.
But it's it's also realizing too, your friendship's going to change a little bit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When there's a person that comes in to their life, it changes the dynamic, but it's not for the bad. If your friendship's strong enough, it's
right,
totally normal and fine.
It's just
like
moving to a different area when you're used to living close by, you know?
Yeah, I'm still anxious about that, but it's fine.
I mean, it's just like life changes. People grow. Like I always feel like when people are like, oh, you've changed, like that's not always a bad thing. Oh, and like I feel no. like we should always be like changing and evolving.
I'm
and
like, hell yeah, I've changed. Thank God I'm not the girl I was
that's
5 years
I
ago.
I feel too. And like the way that I think of things and how I view yeah. things, like I hope that it's changed.
That's what you know? Should say next time somebody says you've changed. I would say, thank you. Because you would not want to meet the Tanya 5 years ago. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. She was pathetic. I am a modern woman now.
I've started saying that to myself, and I'm not a woman.
You're a modern yeah. man.
If I would have known then what I know now, and I have the confidence that I have now, then watch out.
Yeah. Well, they didn't even know what was about to happen.
No.
Would you jump puddles for your friends, though? That's the next question.
Yeah. I love that it's from Anonymous.
I love Anonymous. I'm my best friend's matron of honor in her wedding. We just went on a trip for her bachelorette party. The trip cost around $400. When she was in my wedding, she spent nowhere near as much, and she was the determining factor that made us not able to take a trip because she was afraid the other girls wouldn't pay her back. I feel like I would cross oceans for her, but she won't even jump a puddle for me. Ever since she started dating her now fiancé, she has neglected our friendship. I've confronted her several times about it, and she says she'll change. I've seen no change at all. I feel like I'm always the one initiating the plans, and she bails, or she just doesn't care about plans because she's always with her fiancé. It's hard, and I don't know if I should continue being friends with her. That's tough.
Yeah, it's hard. I struggle with this because sometimes I feel like I'm in a place where I'm mentally, like, ready to do anything for my friends and up for whatever. And then there's times where I'm just kind of
let down.
Yeah. Really? No, sorry. I feel like I let them down. I think because honestly, I think especially recently I've realized like how amazing the friends are in my life. And I feel like there's a lot of times where I'm kind of more down if I'm down or like not in the mood or whatever that I feel like I struggle with being the friend to them that they are to me. But with that being said, I mean, any relationship that you're in should be two ways. And there can be times where someone's stronger than the other and the other one has to step up and totally. Vice versa. But I think there, for the most part, it should be an equal balance of both putting in the effort and the work of like making the friendship or relationship work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and a lot of people say like, oh, I'll change when they get called out. But it really shows you the value of someone who's willing to like actually step up and do something.
Yeah. And I think too, I think sometimes like I do believe that too. I think obviously every relationship has seasons, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. sometimes you have to step up and sometimes they're going to step up and it's kind of a seesaw. But I think it requires two people putting in the effort. And I also think that sometimes I think people are afraid to step away. I'm actually really learning this. So I went to that angel healer and she kind of told she told me that she's like, you are an empath and you just have this, like you have a bright light around you and people want to get in mm-hmm. that. But she's like, you have to be super aware of the people that you have in your life on a daily basis because you give so much that you like, you absorb their energy. And so I'm like, she's like, you have to be really picky and choosy about the people that you let in your life. Wow. And it makes me think like maybe this friend of yours, maybe it's time to say goodbye. You know what I mean? And that's okay. Like mm-hmm. if you're not getting what you want out of that friendship and you feel like you're giving and you're not getting anything back and you've been trying. I mean, this sounds like this has been going on for a while between your wedding and her wedding. Mm-hmm. It's got to be at least a couple of years. If you've been trying for that long, and you're not getting what you want. Like it might just be time to cut ties. You know what I mean? Because you're wasting so much of your time and your energy on this person mm-hmm. and it might just be time to move on.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago, I was in this really, really toxic relationship and I was treating my friends really poorly. And I didn't really see it. And my best friend told me, he's like, I can't be your friend anymore until you get your act together.
Yeah.
And it really, like, that was like the wake up call I needed.
Yeah.
And I completely, like, that was the moment that, like, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this person that I have become. And mm-hmm. And that was really the path. And I was like, maybe I'll never be friends with this person again, but at least I'll treat people better mm-hmm. in the future. And I got my act together mm-hmm. and you know, I'm still friends with that person to this
wow.
day. And it was really, I, you know, it was one of the, I'm not saying that's what this person's going through, yeah, but like right. I was a really dark time in my life, and that's what I needed to like get out of it to realize I was losing something that was so special to me.
Yeah. I can't imagine you being dark or not in a good place. So foreign to me.
It's amazing what relationships like can do. I know. You know what I mean? Like the wrong one, like oof.
Yeah, it's true.
Was there anything else that we needed to cover?
I always feel like we miss things that we planned on covering and then we don't. Oh, people wanted to bring back Ask a Guy. So I think focus on that this next week because
lining up some guys.
Yeah. So if y'all have guy issues or things that you want to hear a guy's opinion from, we'll ask Easton, obviously. We always have Mark and Easton. But if you want to have us like call or like, you know,
no, we should come up with a good question. Like, what's something that we really want to ask a guy?
Okay, we'll think of something.
Yeah, we can think of stuff. And then if you have any suggestions, put them in the Facebook group.
Uh-huh.
And we'll pick the best question. And then we will work on guys to call to answer that question. Like, duty dudes.
Yeah, but we want, like, nitty-gritty questions. Like,
yeah.
That a lot of people have questions about.
Yeah.
Even if it's, like, embarrassing or something.
Totally.
Yeah. So you can either, we love emails, so I know the Facebook group makes it very accessible to get advice from everyone else, but keep sending in emails, and if you want to post stuff on the group, just make sure you like tag it with Ask a Guy or something so we can search it. Yeah,
and tag us in it.
Yeah, tag us in it.
But like a good, we want like a meaty, juicy Ask a Guy question.
Yeah, meaty and juicy.
Meaty and juicy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, so can we do the... won't hang out but wants to travel with me. That sounds interesting.
All yeah. Right. Before we do that, do you know what I want to talk about though?
What do you want to talk about?
Lola.
Lola.
Okay. I'm obsessed with Lola. Can I tell you why?
Please tell me why.
Okay. So Lola is a female-founded company. They offer a line of organic tampons, cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. So the founders, Jordana Keir and Alexandra Friedman, they started the company with a simple and seemingly obvious idea. Women shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to feminine care products. So they said, if we care about the ingredients in the food that we eat and the beauty products that we use, why shouldn't the same be true for our feminine care products? Which is such a eureka moment. I had this like a couple months ago. I was like, I eat so clean. I eat organic food. Go to the farmer's market. I try and use such clean, like as clean as I can. And yet I'm using tampons that have been soaked in like bleach and all these like harsh chemicals and I'm shoving them.
Okay. Wow.
Well, yeah, without getting graphic, but it's so true.
Yeah. I mean, it is true. I think if anything, even if you're not eating organically or doing anything, I feel like this is something that we as women should like totally really focus in on.
Yeah.
These are some modern women.
Yeah.
The founders.
I mean, it's like, there's no BS. There's no mystery fibers or doubts about what's going on in your body. Lola products come in simple, customizable subscription, and they will deliver exactly what you need and exactly when you need it.
Yeah. So Lola subscription is super flexible. You can change, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time. This product, Lola, is founded by women for women. Modern women. Mm-hmm. Do good with your purchase. For every purchase, we donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S., which is really awesome.
Yeah. So basically what you do is you kind of build your own box. So it's 18 tampons, 12 pads. Tampons can be a mix of light, regular, super, super plus. Pads can be a mix of ultra thin day pads or night pads. And then you select your shipment frequency so you can cancel, skip an order or modify your subscription anytime. I'm such a big believer in this company because I just think it's super important. I don't think you realize how harsh the chemicals are in the other products that we're using on a daily basis. I had no idea. And when I did my digging, I was like shocked.
Yeah. So for 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter promo code Becca when you subscribe. That's mylola.com, promo code Becca for 40% off of all subscriptions. Once again, mylola.com, promo code Becca. Okay, let's do one last email and then...
You know what, though?
Oh.
I would like to talk about periods.
Let's talk about periods.
Next podcast, but let's get into it.
Okay.
So many things. I've been fired up about this topic lately.
Okay, well, let's...
Because it's such a taboo, like, people don't want to talk about it, but it's like, We get our periods every month.
Yeah.
It's just nature.
Yeah.
Why do we have to feel ashamed about it?
I don't.
But a lot of people, like, I don't know, just like the, you know what I mean? Like, there's just this stigma and it's like, can't talk about it. It's like uncomfortable to talk about. And I'm like, no, we're going to talk about it.
We'll talk about that on the next podcast.
I can't wait.
Okay. One more email and then got to.
All right. This one's from Erica. I matched with this guy from my town over a year ago and I've been texting off and on since. Last night, I got a text from him after not speaking for about a month. He asked if I'd want to move to China with him because he plans to get a teaching job over there. He kept asking if I'd come with him. I can't. I'm in grad school and I just got a new job because it would be fun traveling with me. He also said he'd want to travel to Ireland with me after I graduate 2.5 years from now. He texted me, honestly, it's hard to find that one person in your life that you're meant to be with. I don't want to miss that opportunity when it comes. And I didn't know what to say back. It kills me because I think he could definitely be my person, but I don't think he'll ever give me that chance. I don't really want to cut him off, but I think I need to say something next time this comes up. He texted me back today saying that he was drunk last night and apologized, but drunk words are sober thoughts, right? So why won't he hang out with me? And what should I do to either get him to commit to me in some way or shut it down because he's being so noncommittal? Why are men like this?
Mm. What is that called? Wanting your cake and eating it too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I've always said drunk words are sober thoughts, but I also think you're just willing to say whatever when you're lonely, when you're drunk, like mm-hmm. you're able to just say things. And I don't always think that people mean exactly what they say when they're drunk. They might be like, he is interested enough in you that he like is continuing to text you, but I don't think he deserves like for you to be torn on whether you should be with him or not, because he's not doing anything to earn that.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to beat a dead
Let's
horse.
Let's go. Let's go.
Erica, you don't deserve that. You don't deserve that.
Yeah.
You are a queen.
Easton, why are men like this?
I think it's because, I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys are silly until they meet the one, and then they like
it's
act
really
the way
true.
That they're supposed to act, right?
Most men, including myself, have been dragged kicking and screaming into adulthood by wonderful women in their lives.
Yeah.
This guy, a lot of dudes do this where they like, they won't like commit on a very low level, but then they'll be like, oh my God, I can't wait for us to buy a house together. And like things like that they don't actually mean. So I think if she took him up on this offer to like move to China with him, I think he would bail at the last second because he doesn't actually want that.
Right. I think she'd be stuck in China.
Yeah.
Like alone.
Exactly. Like something horrible would happen. And because I think this guy likes all these ideas, but he doesn't like the reality of it. Uh-huh. It's like, they're just texting off and on. They're not even like together, right?
Right. Yeah.
So cut this guy loose.
Yeah. Cut him loose.
Let
you
him
can,
go to China.
You need to find, yeah, let him go to China and then you find someone who wants to go on a date with you.
That's right. So I have two things. One, we will save for the podcast next week.
Okay.
Because you brought it up to me and said you wanted to discuss it.
Uh-huh.
But now I feel like we're at the end of our podcast.
Yeah.
So let's write that down and remember to bring that up next week.
Okay.
So can you write that down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Second thing that I thought of.
I'm going to write in my notes.
This could be our ask a guy. Because this is something that we both kind of have a different opinion on. I'm not big on having guys as friends. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, if I like you, then if I'm your friend, I'm just going to start liking you even more. I had a close friend of mine, she and the guy, they were really good friends, like really, really good friends, guy, girl friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they just recently made the switch into like being in a relationship. And
right.
What got my eye was he posted a photo and was like, and they tell you, you can't get out of the friend zone or something like that. So they've like successful and they're in like a beautiful relationship. Like they're such a strong couple and mm-hmm. like, because they have this like foundation of a friendship.
Yeah.
So my ask a guy question is like, how do you make that flip? How do you make that switch? That's a good question, right?
It's a good question, but I also think, I don't think anyone ever expects it. Like I think you always talk to people and they're like, all of a sudden I just realized like it was right in front of me all along.
That's what happened to me. I was friends with Allison for 10 years before we started like getting romantically involved.
So, yeah. But here's my question. How good are friends? Like, was she the one that was like always talking, asking you things? Like, how are you doing?
We were close, but we weren't best friends.
Right. Okay. Because there are some guys in my life that like, I guess I would consider friends.
You don't have any best friend guys.
No, they're not best friends by any means, but they're friends. Yeah. Like, you know, and I'm doing air quotes, you can't see. But I could see myself potentially wanting to date them. And I'm like, how do I make that flip?
Well, they have to feel it too. I mean, it's not like
someone has
like...
to make the flip.
I know, but it has to be like an underlying thing that both people are feeling. I mean, like, look at Jared and Ashley, for instance.
Right.
Ashley's always had those feelings for him. It was just him realizing it. So in your case, if you are interested that you could see it becoming something more, it would take him just realizing it. Right, Easton?
Yeah.
And was it with you and Al?
With us, like, I always felt it, but I had been in a similar situation a number of years earlier, and I lost that friend forever.
So you were scared.
So I was always afraid, because I really treasured Allison's friendship. Yeah. She's a really incredible person. And then at one point she said, hey, if I have feelings for you, and so we can't like hang out as much as we do if you don't feel the same way.
Yeah.
And I was like, I do feel the same way. Yeah. So I mean, I don't want to say it takes an ultimatum. I mean, I don't know how it was for Ashley and Jared exactly, but right. Like I know that she confronted him about it to a certain extent.
Well, and she, I mean, I think he realized that he could lose her when she went on Winter
when
Games,
she got
you know?
Into
yeah.
Relationship.
Yeah. It was almost like, oh no, like I can't just sit around and watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happened with Allison too. When she went on Winter Games, I really like so, get your friend to go on a Bachelor spinoff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the most like effective way of doing it.
Perfect.
That's a good question. I like that. Ask a guy.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's like, I struggle with it because I'm like, if I'm just their friend, how often do I talk to them? Or, you know what I mean? Like, these friends don't necessarily live in LA. So I'm like, do I just keep reaching? Like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't know how to play it.
Yeah.
Do we like that question?
Yeah. Good. I think a lot of people could be in that situation where they have feelings for a friend and don't know what to do about it.
Yeah. Like, how close to be or how not
How close to be? At what point do you say something, or at what point do you walk away and realize that it's not going to happen?
I guess we could ask the guys, like, do you have any girls that are friends in your life that you would potentially see as more? And what would it take for you to make that switch? Or why not explore that? Yeah. Maybe get behind the nitty gritty of it.
That's good.
This is good.
I like that.
Okay.
Want to say thank you to our sponsors today. That's Framebridge. Go to framebridge.com and get 15% off your first order with promo code Becca. Wink, trywink.com/Becca to get $20 off your first shipment. Rothy's, get your cute shoes and free shipping at rothys.com and enter Becca to get free shipping off your first order, off of your order. And Lola, for 40% off all feminine products, visit mylola.com and enter code Becca when you subscribe.
Yes. And I want to give a shout out. One of my sorority sisters, Stephanie, listens to our podcast when she is folding her laundry. I had no idea. I haven't really like spoken to her since we graduated from college, but she texted me last week and was like, I listen to the podcast while I'm doing laundry. And I'm so proud of you. And yeah, it was like just so sweet. So I wanted to give her Stephanie Nichols. That's what she used to be. Now she's married, Stephanie Pearson.
Shout out to Steph.
Yeah.
If you guys have something you want to ask us, you don't have to go to the Facebook group. Go ahead and send an email. It's scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com.
That's right.
I'm going to make a note in my notes page of things we're going to talk about next week.
All right.
People said they like these teasers too. Like what we're going to talk about next week. So Becca's story. What do I put in quotes so that you'll remember?
Just like Instagram post.
Okay. Our ask a guy is friend zone to end zone.
Good one.
Thank you. So we have to find some guys for that.
Yeah.
Aside from our Easton and Mark, who are like guys, but special.
But I think it's different because they're married. And I think a lot of these questions are like for guys going through this, like with all this dating app and all this stuff. It's unfortunately very different.
Totally.
We don't have the guys like Easton and Mark out there. Hard to find diamonds in the rough.
Okay. So those two things. Is that it?
Yeah, for now. We'll add.
Okay.
Thank you all for listening. We love you so much. Thank you
And the Sounders.
Oh, yeah, and the Sounders. Wow, that was loud.
I'm getting excited. We're revamping.
All right. And on that note, we're going to call Time of Death. Time of Death, 10:35. Got really excited there, huh?
I just don't want it to end.
I know.
And you're just like, time of death. I'm like, okay.